It's time for an NRL news update.
Make HR easy with MyHR. On-call, expert advice combined with powerful HR software.
Visit myhr.works.
Don't forget as well to send us what's hot, what's not on the text line 0457 736 736. For those a little bit more audacious, jump on the call line. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. Now, Brooks has got very clever here on the headlines. He says nightmare. So that's with a K. K-N-I. Nightmare in Newcastle. The Clemmer dilemma. Clemmer is in hot water after refusing to come from the field during Newcastle's loss to Canterbury on Sunday. It is alleged he then took aim at Knowles, Hayden Knowles being the trainer on the field, and then again on the sideline when he eventually was replaced. Just hours later, Clemmer sent a message to coach Adam O'Brien to apologise for his actions and declare he could have handled the situation better. You know what I'm very good at, Sock? I'm not good at much. I'm a good apologiser.
Oh, a good apologiser.
Yeah, I reckon there's two types of people. Very good apologisers, and we all know people who are just, they can't do it.
Yeah.
They cannot do it. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Are you a good apologiser?
Yeah. Well, you stuff up enough times. Yeah, you get,
maybe
you
that's
get,
why.
You get good at it. Yeah. That's the thing about failure a lot. Yeah. You have to learn to apologise.
But I've known some people, I reckon I've known them for 30 years.
Yeah, and they won't admit it.
And we all make errors, don't we? And never, ever apologise. Never
yourself,
in the wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. So he's apologised, obviously. Now, this is the thing, right? Clemmer had, most people across this news, Clemmer had requested an early release, and I actually punched out his numbers. So he got the Brad Fittler medal in 2017. So 5 years ago, he got that. He was also a test player at that time. And I went through all his numbers, and his numbers in 2017 and his numbers this year, right, in a well-beaten side, can basically be separated by essentially one carry a match.
Right.
So if he's on $850,000 now, right, which has been reported, his form in 2017 is essentially separated now for 2022 by one carry a match.
So what do you think it's down? So stats tell you one thing.
And of course it does.
And there's a whole gambit of reasons here, obviously. So what's your read into it? So if the form is there and he's getting pulled from the field, do you think this is a bigger picture at play? What are you reading?
Of course it is. My guess is this, right, is that he wants to go to Parramatta, right? And that's what's been reported. Parramatta wanted to have David Clemmer for a tilt at the competition at the end of the year. And they've refused that. So clearly David Clemmer has not handled it well, right? Yeah. But for him to be left out of a game, a very important game that they've got to win as far as bottom of the ladder stuff goes, clearly something's gone on, right? And for him to come out with an apology, clearly he's not proud of something he's done. And that's fine. We have all done that. And for the people who sit on social media and just want to pot people all the time, I hope you're perfect because you're not. But that's true. Like, there's people who just sit back gunslinging.
I think it takes a man to be able to admit when you've done wrong. And in the heat of battle, you know, he didn't want to go off the field, and who would?
Yeah, but that's not
the situation.
No,
okay.
Of course it's not. That's endearing that somebody wants to start. That cannot be the whole of the problem. And the fact that we don't know the whole of the problem, I like. Because clearly whatever it is, and if there is something there, and I'm only alleging this, is that they've locked it down well. But he's done something where they want to sit him out. Now, it sort of swims against the fact that they won't let him go, and in the same breath almost, they're not letting him play.
You
know? So then all of a sudden you go, well, why didn't you bloody let him go in the first place?
What's the story?
So something's happened.
Run me through the coach as well. So there's headlines about the players, and there's this bit of a divide between the players and the coach. Is that, again, do you seeing this as a bit of a beat up or playing into it as well, or adding to this vibe with the coach and this divide between the players?
Pressure can make diamonds or blast pipes. and it's blasting pipes at the moment. It's blasting open pipes at the moment. There's clearly pressure there.
Yeah.
Can I just say something right now about rugby league? And a lot of people here are driving home from work. One of the hot phrases at the moment, right? It's a results-driven business. It's a results-driven business. You know what? It's actually not. You can fail for 10 years in a row. West Tigers, I don't mean to point out the West Tigers who have copped it, but it is an example. West Tigers have not made the finals in 10 years, right, in a 50-50 comp, And this is, again, I stress, this is not at the Tigers, but I'm highlighting that it is actually not a results-driven business. If a coffee shop down the road or an electrician driving his ute as he's driving home right now, and many people may be going through this, if you have failed for such a long time, guess what? You're not actually in business. Mm. That's a results-driven business.
Yep.
Rugby league is not a results-driven business.
I've never thought of it like that, but it
rugby league's the most forgiving business failure place in the planet. Yeah. If you're going poor, and it's not just, and I use the Tigers as an example, and I stress it's not about the Tigers. There's plenty of clubs who haven't been profitable but are reliant upon the NRL to prop them up.
Yeah.
So we are rewarding mediocrity in many ways. It is not a results-driven business.
Sure, yeah.
Do you agree with that?
No, I like the spin on it. Yeah. It's hard to... I remember sitting down once and we got asked a question about failure, and you always just have the party line of, oh, you learn from your mistakes and you push on. And then it was the guy next to me was working in business, yeah. And his answer was, if you keep failing, you won't have the business for very long, so don't get good at it. So, you know, my spin was, learn from your failures and mistakes. Yeah. He's like, but he worked in the real world, which is the real business, like your coffee shop.
Yes.
He's like, if you don't have customers, you're going to lose your business. So, yeah, yes, learn from it, like Steve said, but don't get good at failing because you won't have a business.
Yeah, that's right. You can't do 10 years of learning.
That's a results-driven business as opposed to
me. Of course it is.
Yeah, so
of course it is, Sock. And that's why, personally, me, I'm supportive, and it won't happen. I'm so supportive of having a relegation system. If there's a club which is the Central Coast Bears or the Wentworthville Magpies or, you know, whatever it is, one of the Queensland teams, if they run their business schmick as, right? Mm. So gone is the talk around too many Sydney teams. It becomes a war of attrition, or as some former commentators would say, war of nutrition, right? But it's a war. It's a war of attrition. So anyway, it's not a results-driven business. Plenty more rugby league to get through, but we'll do that on the other side of this.